My name is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Welcome to Inside United. We have so many special guests, but this week we have a very special friend also from Germany. We have Yasmina Aloa, who is visiting us from Germany to do some editorial and media work. Welcome to Inside United.
Thank you, Mr. Kubik. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. I've known Yasmina from travel and visits to Germany, visits of her to the United States, and also a very special event that we had in Sweden one time, a summer fest or summer gathering.
Right, we really enjoyed it. And I also remember the spring 98 when UCG Germany desperately needed support from the home office or the council in difficult times. And I think you came with a standby flight. You just heard we needed help. You jumped into the plane and came to our rescue, and we never forgot that.
I do remember that very, very well. It was a bit of a tense time,
right,
but we got through all the events of that event. I might just say that you might hear a little gravelly voice of mine today because I've had a little bit of a cold, but I really wanted to get this done here today because I feel like Yasmina has a very good story to tell. But Yasmina, you are the office manager and media assistant in Germany. That is your official title. And you've worked in the German office for 19 years, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So you've come here to the United States right now. I'd like to know what you are doing here.
Well, tomorrow we are recording 3 new Beyond Today videos. We take old programs, which they have already recorded in English, and we do we translate the script in Germany, and Mr. Kiefer then comes to the home office and does the same program that it already exists in English, but as a German presenter with our German translation. And we then take the recordings back to Germany and do the post-editing. We do that in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Either you told me or someone else told me that you've had very good success. You've had...
We are very pleased. Mr. Kiefer is very well received as the presenter. And we tell a story that is not told in Germany. So it's something where people are very interested, and they are all excited that they find something they have never heard before. And we, after a year and a half, I think, we already baptized the first couple that came to our church via the Beyond Today program from Austria. It's a mm-hmm. couple in Austria. They have never attended our church before. They saw our videos on YouTube, and because of the Beyond Today program, they were able to see in German. They got interested in our church, and within a year, they got baptized.
That is really wonderful to hear about the fruits of your efforts. I know that you've been here once or twice now before to record.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is another effort. It would be nice to kind of stock up on the different things. What type of subjects that have been most interesting to the audience, or what has been responded to the most?
Well, usually it's the topics on prophecy. So our most successful videos are the 7 prophecies before Jesus Christ returns, and who is the Antichrist. And also the latest video we did on the 3 days and 3 nights, that's a story you don't hear in mm-hmm. Germany. And it gets a lot of recognition right now. And we thank the media team for their support, their technical support, because the graphics in that video are outstanding. And we are just so thankful that we are working really well with the media team. We really enjoy them. And without their effort, we couldn't even begin to do a program like that.
Well, how do you promote the program, for example, about prophecy or about the 7 signs before Christ returns? How do you get people to even know where to go?
Well, apparently there's a large interest out there, and we just put it on our YouTube channel. We get referred. Mm-hmm. And people tell each other, have you listened to the new preacher in town? We have never heard about him. Who is he? And so, you know, within 2 years, we got quite a few new followers and quite a crowd that likes to hear what we have to say. It's mm-hmm. I guess they do a research via search words.
Through search words on prophecy and that type of thing. And that one thing leads to another.
Yes, and now that we built up a few videos and we put also our sermons on our YouTube channel, now we have something to show, and now we are promoting it on our in our magazine, Gute Nachrichten, the Beyond Today magazine. So in our Gute Nachrichten magazine, we now promote our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the state of the German population spiritually. You know, we hear about Europe pretty much being secular, Germany pretty much in the same pattern.
Well, they are a little bit anti-religion mm-hmm. at this point, because the big churches are really losing the trust of the people, and other religions are getting stronger. So it's a difficult time, and little organizations like the United Church of God in Germany, people are afraid of us because they think we are a sect. So it's a difficult job to preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm. So you've got to make it up on content, having something very, very compelling and interesting to listen to. I suppose the prophetic programs really do bring on people to listen. I know that the bulk of your work has been through the printed word. I'd like you to tell us and share with us what has been done editorially, because that seems to be the biggest way that you communicate and share our knowledge.
Yes, we have published the Good News magazines since the start of United, and we publish the magazine 6 times in a year. Mm-hmm. And in the months we don't publish the Good News magazine, we publish a magazine called Intern. It's like the German United News. It has 12 pages, and we have published 27 booklets. We also publish special reprints for our Beyond Today videos. We cannot always produce a new booklet for a new video. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough staff. We have 2 employees, and the 2 employees make 1 full-time editorial worker. So we take articles we have published in the past and put them together as a new booklet.
Yeah, we kind of do that here too. We have 36 booklets, but we've had over 370 programs. That means every program on the average has that, say, booklet repeated 10 times. So we've created a number of new booklets from articles that have been produced.
Right. And we have, in 2004, we finished our Bible study correspondence course. So that's available in German. We also published the hymnal in German. Mm-hmm. So we have a very good printer. We found a very good printing house. Like, they mail out the magazine to Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. Mm-hmm. And we then ship to the rest of the world.
Well, that brings up another question here. Is there any place else in the world where the German language has a cluster, like the French? They're all over the world.
Yes. In Namibia, we find there mm-hmm. are people who contact us. And then Chile, mm-hmm. It seems like people from the Second World War emigrated to Chile. Mm-hmm. But we try to focus on the people in Europe, because shipping internationally can become very expensive. Mm-hmm. And so then we refer them to our e-books, because all our literature is available as an e-book.
Mm-hmm. Now, your magazine, mm-hmm. can you tell what demographic of people listen? Is it most or read?
Well, in the average, it's more, let's say, from the middle ages till the older ages, because these people are still used to reading. They are still used to reading books. But we also found that the young people, if they do show an interest, then we convince them pretty quickly. We just recently in Dormagen added a new young man that read the magazine, called us, and he hadn't even been a subscriber yet and wanted to come to church. And I say, well, do you already know our literature? Because we had no records of him. Mm-hmm. And he said, yes, I read everything on the internet, and I'm ready to come to church. So here he is, and he has attended ever then.
You know, Yasmina, I'm always marveling about the fact that sometimes we feel that people aren't hearing us or listening to us and so forth. But God always works with some people that he opens their mind. He opens their mind, and people who we don't expect take an interest and go beyond that, you know, of making a commitment to this as a way of life because of the very special message that penetrates.
Yes, and we are very impressed by our donors because we, 24% of our income, our annual budget, are contributed by our readers. And sometimes we call them and say, well, don't you want to visit us and get to know us? And they say, no, we just want to support your work. At this time, we won't come to church, but we do want to support your great work because you do a good job. So we are very impressed because 24% of our income, we think that's a pretty good number.
That's a very good number. That's higher than it is here in the States. We certainly want people to take a greater interest and become committed to this as a way of life according to what God commands us to, you know, to repent, to be baptized, you know, receive the Holy Spirit, so forth. But that has a timetable that's God's. Speaking of, we're talking about the church some. What about the church in the German-speaking areas? Now, you live in Hamburg, right?
Yes, I work from a home office in Hamburg.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And our main office, it's just a small apartment, one-room apartment. It's in Bonn, but we need to have it for storage reasons. And also, Mr. Kiefer likes to work there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very good history working together remotely via the internet and the emails and everything. So it works very well for us.
Well, I marvel how well you do work, you and how well you've worked for all these years.
Yeah. I also like to mention that we have 2 full-time employees in our church, but we couldn't do without our volunteers. We have 5 people that support our proofreading efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Wheeler, our treasurer of 13 years, just passed.
Yes.
And he and his wife, when they took over the bookkeeping 13 years ago, they totally professionalized it because Mr. Wheeler was a tax officer, and we have the highest standard possible for the bookkeeping of our church, which helps us to be in good standing with the tax office. And without these volunteers, we couldn't do the work in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
They saved us thousands of euros, and they are the silent heroes. They are not in the limelight. They just do their job, and they do it well, and they put in many, many hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we are very grateful to have had Mr. Wheeler, and we are just very pleased with the volunteer work that supports our work in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to mention that our work is self-funded by 93%. The income comes from our loyal membership and also our readership. And we receive a subsidy that makes 7% of our total budget.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just are very, very pleased with the fact that you've been so self-sufficient.
Yeah, and that's because of the, I think, very steady and stable leadership that we are fortunate to be blessed with in Germany.
You certainly are. I admire Paul Kiefer very, very highly. He is an amazing person who has done so many detailed things and has done them so well and for so long. I really do admire him, and you're very fortunate to have a person like that. I have a special interest in Germany because I was born there. You have congregations in Hamburg then, in Bonn, of course. Is that your biggest church?
Well, we have churches in Hamburg, Berlin, or those would be more Bible study groups. And then the main churches are Dormagen, close to Cologne, and Mörfelden, that's close to Frankfurt, and Winterthur, that's in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our congregation in Munich or Austria, they have, I think, tripled in size in the last few years.
That's great.
They are really growing.
Well, how many total people do you have attending?
We have around 150 in attending.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On a typical Sabbath.
Yes. Well, we don't meet every Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
In Germany, we don't have the human resources to provide church services in every area, every Sabbath. So that rotates.
Mm-hmm.
In my area in Hamburg, our group is very small. We only meet every 6 weeks. But then in other areas, they meet bi-weekly.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, it's part of our thinking, and I'm sure yours too, you think of the future. We live in a very dangerous times. Do you have any thoughts about what might come about in 5, 10 years and what your place in it would be?
In regards of our work, we are now trying to figure out to basically help to prepare for a time when other people have to take on the job, like Mr. Wheeler and Mrs. Wheeler. 3 years ago, they recognized they had to pass on the baton, so to say, and that transition was completed a week before Mr. Wheeler died.
Wow.
And a week before he died, we called him and we said, Mr. Wheeler, the year of 2018 is in the books, no mistakes, you would be all pleased. And we are now ready to do the job on our own. And he was very, very happy to hear that. That has been so dear to his heart that it was important for us to tell him we are now ready to move on. And a week later, he died.
Oh, I remember him coming here to visit. I also remember seeing him in Germany. He was a very, very special person, very kind.
Yeah, he was a silent hero, as I call him.
I just am so pleased to see this type of tenacious effort. And one day I feel like the greatest days of the United Church of God are still ahead of us, where we will reach the world in a greater way. But I'm just so thankful to see the way you're doing it right now.
There's only this lifetime for us, and we don't know how long it will last, how long we are able to do the job. So there's always this pressure of time, and we constantly feel we have to do better, smarter, and harder.
Well, we do know that we have to pass on the baton to others, to our children, to those who come along, to those who put their heart into it. And God always will bless not only our efforts, but bless those people who have to carry on to do it with the same fervor as before.
It's a very special calling. It's full of adventure. It's never the same. And it's a huge blessing to be able to preach the gospel into all the world. When I graduated from Ambassador College in 1994, I came back home to Germany. And that was just when the internet world started. And it was very difficult to find anything about the truth in German. And I was very determined then to change that, because I thought it was very unfair if you didn't speak English that you were cut off from the truth. So that has changed. Now you can find the truth on the internet in German.
Well, Yasmina, it's been so wonderful talking to you today.
Thank you. It has been a pleasure, and thank you for the invite.
Well, we have enjoyed having you here. Look forward to spending more time with you and Paul Kiefer. And we want to ask God's blessing upon you and the work in Germany.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us Inside United, and we hope to have you come again soon.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.